Blackstone Audio presents Disco for the Departed by Colin Cotterill. To Silly and Soon, who despite all the tragedies have survived and grown, and now have two beautiful daughters. To Pokey and Panoy from Lung Si. Guest House Number 1. Dr. Silly lay beneath the grimy mesh of the mosquito net, watching the lizard's third attempt. Twice the small grey creature had scurried up the wall and ventured out across the ceiling. On both occasions the unthinkable had happened. The animal had lost its grip and come plummeting down with a splat onto the bare concrete of the guesthouse floor. For a house lizard, this was the equivalent of a man coming unstuck from the ground and falling up with a crash onto the ceiling. Silly could see the stunned confusion on its little puckered face. It looked around to get its bearings, then headed once more for the wall. For over a month, Dr. Silipai Boon, the national coroner, had been wondering whether his new incarnation might be disruptive to the natural laws of animal behavior. The peculiarities could have started before, but it wasn't until the mongrel from the iceworks began to build a nest in his front yard that he took any notice. She somehow managed to drag old car seats and cement sacks through his front gate and mould them into a very uncomfortable-looking roost. And there she sat patiently day after day, as if waiting for an unlikely egg. A week later, the paddy mice at the back of the compound formed what could only be described as a gang and started terrorizing his neighbor's cat. This morning, as he was leaving his house in Vientiane for the trip up country, he'd looked back to see a hen on his roof. As there was no sign of a ladder, he had to assume the thing had flown up there. And now the lizard.